Hi, this is Janie Hendricks with Uncle Joe Benson, Off the Record.
I believe it's this. If Six Was Nine, that was the one that Steve Winwood was in the studio, and they actually did three takes. The first one, if I recall correctly, Jimmy broke a string or something. And the second one, something went a little bit wrong, and then the take that we knew was actually the third take of them playing it live. The brilliance to be able to pull something like that off, but at the same time, it's so spontaneous and so live. You must have run into a whole bunch of recordings like that.
Well, it's interesting because if you can see him on film, then you can see what he's doing. But when you're listening to it, a lot of times you don't know that he's changing a string in the middle of the performance, or he's picked up something else and he's playing that. You don't get to see any of that if it's, you know, there's no video. So it's amazing how multifaceted he was and multitasked, because he could do several things while he was playing, you know, where most people would have to stop and then do some direction or, you know, change a string. Or nowadays they hand it off to the guitar tech, yeah, where there was no guitar tech then. If the sun reveals a shine, I don't mind. If the mountains fill in the sea, let it be.
White-collar conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They're hoping soon my kind will drop and die, but I'm gonna wave my green flag.
I really feel like turning people on, you know, quite naturally. At least entertainment, without being false about it, you know, without superficial clout or whatever you want to call it, I don't know. And, like, if they don't respond, well, then I'll just play for myself, you know, and for the ones that will listen. If they do respond, well, then it just gives me more energy to work out, you know. It's another way of communication and trying to make harmony amongst the people enjoying what we're trying to get across, you know. Personal philosophy, well, my personal one is that's part of my life, you know, it's just a part of me, music itself. And the effect I like to have for it on audience is maybe in a hypnotic state, if not an awakening state, you know. So therefore, that's why we don't preach necessarily violence unless it's a certain incident in a song. It should have some kind of solution, you know, at the end of a song, every song that we give out to people, you know. Because it's almost all philosophy, our music is, most of it is, in a very hazy form because it's still progressing, you know, it's just like a little baby. And it hasn't even reached the stage that I call for it to walk by itself, you know.
Fall mountains, just don't fall on me. Right on, Mr. Businessman. You can't dress like me. It's time for me to die. So let me live my life the way I want to. There. Sing on, brother. Play on.
I always thought it was real interesting that when I talked with people who had actually known Jimmy and played with him, said how quiet he was and reserved until he got on stage. That was a different person then. But it always seemed interesting to me that there's another person there that's completely different than was on the stage. So the quiet one, is that the one you knew best?
Yeah, my dad was very strict, and there were certain rules that you had to follow, and you didn't speak as a child unless you were spoken to. When you'd go visit adults or they would come over, you were basically to be seen and not heard. And I think that really caused Jimmy to be the way he was. And there's a lot of other factors. When Jimmy came along, my dad was in the service, and my dad, once released from the service, Jimmy was 3 years old. So upon that time, he was pretty much raised from a single parent, for the most part, if you know the stories. So coming from a father that was very strict and, there was no talking back. And my dad would probably first give you a look, and if you didn't respond, then he would say no, and then you pretty much felt the wrath, but usually didn't get to that point. The look was enough.
It's very far away. It takes about half a day to get there. If we travel by dragonfly. No, it's not in Spain, but all the same, it's a good name, and the wind's just right. Hey!
Jimi Hendrix Experience released their second album, Axis Bold as Love, just 6 months after their first. As for the album's title, Jimmy's logic went something like this. He figured that everything physical and mental in the universe rotated on an axis. He believed that the power of music could change the axis that the music scene in general rotated on, and therefore, in order for his own music to change that axis, his contributions would have to be bold as love. I'm Joe Benson. And when Jimi Hendrix Off the Record returns, Janie Hendrix reveals what the family heard when they finally recovered the masters of her brother's recorded work.
There are no guarantees in the NFL.
Ray Lewis, Baltimore Ravens.
Not your contract, not your job.
For pros like Ray, we make NFL equipment performance apparel, gloves, and shoes by Reebok. Our breathable play-dry fabric helps keep players cool in hot weather, warm in cold weather, and dry in all weather.
So you better play like your career depends on it, because I guarantee you one thing. Nobody's going to take my job.
NFL equipment by Reebok. Engineered for the pros. Available to all at Reebok.com.
This fall, welcome to Small Town America. Fox style.
We're going to make Waterford Falls our new home.
Fallen on hard times, have you?
When TV reporter Stan Hooper and his wife move out to the country, they'll discover that rural America...
This is for you. String cheese.
...ain't what it used to be.
I can't eat this. I'm lactose intolerant. I could die, sir.
Come on, one little piece.
Norm MacDonald stars in A Minute with Stan Hooper.
These two brothers work together in this diner.
I don't know where you got the idea that we're brothers.
We're married!
Premiering this Wednesday after That 70s Show on Fox.
Carrot Top here with 1-800-CALL-ATT for collect calls on my call-in show, Talking with the Top. Let's take our first caller.
It's about my boyfriend.
Does he call you with 1-800-CALL-ATT?
Well, no.
Dump him! Look, folks, 1-800-CALL-ATT is free for you and cheap for them. Honey, you need someone who really cares, okay? Like me. Stay in the line. In fact, my assistant will get your number.
Need to make a collect call? Just dial down the center with 1-800-CALL-ATT and save on every call.
Next caller.
This is Jean-Luc.
Next caller!
Savings versus dialing zero with MCI for interstate calls.
All right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Powell, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer's got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
With all the things you need to get done before the holidays, maybe you should plan ahead for gifts. How about sending delicious baked goods from the Collins Street Bakery? The Collins Street Bakery's pineapple pecan cake, the apricot pecan cake, or the original deluxe fruit cake are all wonderful hostess gifts and holiday gifts for your friends and family. And you can ship them anywhere in the U.S. and overseas. Log on to collinsstreet.com and check out their scrumptious cookies, pies, cakes, and breads. That's collinsstreet.com. Or you can order by phone at 1-800-606-CAKE.